Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinich.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love puppeteering, and I happen to have a dildo that was on my desk that I just puppeteered across the screen for those of you watching on video. Just bounced across. So now you're all going to go look for the video. Excellent that that's coming back out to give some basics on some basics. So I think what came across my mind this week about the show was that I actually Googled, like, what is the most Googled thing about sex and intimacy? And I don't know, it's the summary that came up had to do with the basic questions. And some of the very basic questions are things like, what is oral sex? What is a blowjob? What constitutes sex? What is this? What is that? So some of the real basics. And like, I think too, there's some like lack of information on even some basics on the understanding of anatomy. So this particular episode, I dedicated to learn more about how we can learn some pretty great skills to be able to be more pleasurable with our partners. And I mean, I always talk about the pleasurable things, but this one is the sex basics that truly drive your man wild. We're going to get into some things that are more abstract, but I think we need to get really down to the nitty gritty on some fundamental parts of the penis that don't often get discussed. And it's also parts of the penis that often maybe you don't know the name of. You might know what the shaft is. You might know what the glands are. You might know a few things, but you might not have really looked at the whole of some of the anatomy and realized, oh, there's a part that's called a frenulum, that's like the most sensitive part. So, oh, what is a frenulum? We have frenulums in many different places, but there is a frenulum, penile frenulum, and that is highly sensitive area. So where does it lie? We're going to talk about some of that stuff too. So this show is for 18 and over. And if you are younger than that and you're watching this, that's the responsibility of your parents, not mine, that you're watching this. Just an FYI. So I am going to be bringing out a dildo so that I can give you a view of what a penis looks like, because we're getting to the basics. And so we're going to talk about that too. So I want to give you guys some fair warning on that. Before we dive into that, and before I really bring out the dildo and show you some basics on, the glands, the frenulum, and the different parts like the shaft and all that jazz, what did I want to tell you? I wanted to tell you about me and that I am a holistic health practitioner, as well as a sex and intimacy coach. And in my daily practice, I work with people to help them improve their health and get out of trauma and into pleasure. And I do that in so many different ways, through body work, through energy work, through frequency medicine, through so many different things. And what I found in my practice was that so many people were coming and they were having certain conditions. Mm-hmm. And I realized that they were also having relationship issues, and that there was a correlation between what's going on with people in their relationships and with their sex and intimacy life, as well as any traumas that have occurred that way, and how that's been impacting them for decades even, and how that's impacted their health. So You can go back and listen to all those shows on trauma and, you know, how to move trauma out of the body so you can have more pleasure. I have tons of those. But for this, we're going to get specific. We're just going to look at some real basics of learn the anatomy. Then what are some basic things that you can, you know, some basic tools for the body for pleasure? Because sometimes you could be asking your partner, what do you like? And they might not even know. But if you can at least start with a starting point, that can be helpful. So we'll give you some starting points. And then you can always play with your partner and ask, do you like this? And or show me what you like. If you don't like what I'm doing, is there something you like better? And if they don't know, then try different techniques and ways. So I'll show you a few different techniques and ways that I've come across that people have liked, and then I'll show you some ways to like ask questions about that too. I don't know. We're going to talk about a lot of things. The number one thing, though, about all of this is that it needs to be consensual. And what does that mean? It means that you need to be age of consent, which is 18 or over. It means that you need to have the capacity to consent. So that is that you have the wherewithal, mental capacity to be able to consent. And also that you know what you're agreeing to. So you have the information behind what you're consenting to. And I have done many shows on what is consent. So go back and listen to those. Consent's incredibly important. Communication, asking the questions, can you show me what you like? Do you enjoy this? Would you like something else? That sort of thing, asking some questions. So how do you ask the questions? What do you bring up there? And then a presence is really important, which we talk about a lot on this show. And we're going to talk about all those things. This is, I've been, doing this show for over 11 years. So over 500 episodes have gone out to the public. And I have done just like a handful of episodes that are dedicated to truly the basics and like the anatomy. But I think some of those shows were even prior to when I had video. So I might have done like very elaborate descriptions of parts of the penis or something. So we will get into that. We're also going to have an episode coming up that is the basics for how to, the basics of female anatomy and what to do with that. I am a big fan, though, of ask your partner, they usually know. And if they don't know, that's where this show comes in. If you don't know and they don't know, and you guys are brand new at this and you're not really sure what to do or how to do it, we're going to learn the super, super basics. Okay, cool. So let's get started on. I am going to bring out the dildo. So for those of you who are like squeamish and don't want to see it, now you are going to be coming head force, full force, full awareness into, the very much dildo. Okay, here we go. So when we're looking at this, one of my hairs got on it as if I was rubbing it on my head or something. No, I was fiddling around with it. This is not a dildo that I personally use. This is my demo dildo. So in case people are like, oh my God, she uses that dildo. Yeah, that's considered a 6.5 inch dildo for those of you looking at that. And I've had a few people, I've had a few dudes see this when I've like given information and they're like, holy crap. Just so you're aware, the average size penis is between 5 and 7 inches in general. And so this is considered the mid of an average size penis. All right. So I just feel like squeezing it for those of you who like, squeeze it good. All right. So let's look at the anatomy. So when you look at the anatomy of this, you're looking from where the scrotum is here, and you're looking up the shaft. This is all shaft. And we're coming to this area, the shaft of the penis, and then we're coming right up in here. So this frenulum area right in here, I don't know if you can see there's like a little where the tip is. So the frenulum of your penis, it's a band of tissue that's found around where your foreskin intersects with the head of the penis. So this dildo is a circumcised dildo. I don't know that I've ever seen one that's an uncircumcised dildo. Maybe that's something to have where you can actually have the foreskin move and retract. That'd be kind of fun. So the frenulum is the band of tissue found around where your foreskin intersects with the head of the penis. So right in here. And then on the underside of your penis is the glands. Sorry, over here. The head, the glands. And then even if you have a circumcised penis, you'll probably still have a little frenulum, but oftentimes when you are circumcised, the frenulum gets cut away. And the frenulum is one of the most sensitive areas. And some people refer to it as like a banjo string because it can actually like kind of jut out, and then you could, it's almost like pluck it, but unless somebody's into having it plucked, that could work. But you can stimulate it. So you can rub it, fingers rubbing it up and down if you've got that. Some guys like it more like where they're kind of have constriction on the scrotum and then they're moving the penis to the side and then they rub it. The dildo doesn't do this very good, but they like a side rub more. Some like an up rub more, where it's more like a this kind of action, where you're kind of pulling it. So if you're lying down, then it would be like pulling your penis towards your belly and then rubbing it that way. Some like to pull it to the side. So it just depends on what you enjoy, how you enjoy to have stimulation that you would work with your lover that way. So ask, and you can always ask to show if they masturbate, then ask to see how they masturbate, because then you'll have an idea of are they an up to the belly kind of guy? Are they, really focused on the frenulum? Are they full shaft masturbators? Are they like super sensual masturbators where they will sometimes even get out like the oils and the lubes, and then they like go for like super sensual long stroking. That's always a fun one to watch. The side stroking too is, there's some really great techniques out there, masturbation techniques that I've witnessed in my life. So kudos to the ones that I have seen. Good job. So knowing some of the basics of a penis can definitely help you be able to know what part is sensitive, what you can do with it, whether you're stroking up and over, like some people really like that action. I have no lube on here, so you can't really show you the slide and glide action that could happen. But then also the frenulum stimulation that can be just with a few fingers and just rubbing, you can do that as well. So that's more of manual stimulation is what that's called technically. Hand jobs is another word for that. So like, what's a hand job? A hand job is where you get your hand on the person's genitals and you're stroking their genitals in various different ways, whatever way they prefer. So I think, what am I? I've got like a minute left in this segment. I'm gonna like just get to this for you guys. So give you some more info on the frenulum because I think it's a highly under discussed part of the body. The frenulum is super sensitive, and it can be even really sensitive to light touch when it hasn't been circumcised because it's a super sensitive area. So even like a light stroke or a tickle can be really exciting. It's also can be helpful if you pull back the foreskin over the glands of your penis, like you can stimulate, how can I say this? So if you have a foreskin here, can't even mimic a foreskin, just imagine my hand moving a foreskin up and over the glands of the penis, kind of like a turtleneck sweater moving up and over a person's face. If you can imagine, the face is the glands of the penis, and the foreskin is like the turtleneck that moves up and down. You can stimulate the frenulum that way too. So something to know, a note about penises with foreskins is sometimes there's a little something that goes on there, like smegma. So definitely retract and clean, because that is going to make it all the more attractive for somebody to either be doing hand jobs or blow jobs. What are blow jobs? Well, we're going to talk about that next. So you are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So just before the last commercial, I had mentioned we were kind of discussing some basics of a hand job. And now we're going to talk about some basics of a blow job, which is also known as oral sex. And when it's performed on a penis, it's called fellatio. So those are some other English words. Fellatio is more Latin, but those are some other words you can refer to blowjobs as, oral sex, all that jazz. I'm not going to perform a blowjob on this show because none of you have x-ray vision to see what would be going on in my mouth or with my tongue in my mouth on the penis. I mean, it might thrill a whole bunch of you to watch me do that, but this is a free show, and if you want that kind of content, you'll have to request it and pay for it. All right, good. Now that we're clear on that, one of the things I wanted to point out, because we were talking about frenulums, because I think it's a highly under-discussed part of the penis, is that there are some conditions that can occur in frenulums where you can have one that's too short, which can cause like pain and discomfort. You can also have it where the urethral opening is not located at the tip of the penis, but it might be down more and it can be more closer to the frenulum. Actually, there are various different names for where, if the urethral opening is anywhere in different parts of the penis, on the different parts of the shaft of the penis, that it can, there's different names for that. It's not super common, but it does occur. So there, yeah, so there's several conditions, different problems. They're called frenulum breve or breve. So you can have tightness, you can have tearing, stretching. You might even have to get the frenulum removed if there's been a lot of pain. That way you can have relief for that. So just know that there's a lot more to the frenulum than just being like a pleasure zone for the penis. I guess it would be most akin to a clitoris in a way because of all the nerve endings, although clitorises have 10,280 something nerve endings, as the information has come out in the last few years that it's not 8,000. That was for bovines. It's actually more than that. Anyway, that's for another show about genitals that are on the day that we're talking about those genitals and not penises. So even though this show description is actually very much sounds very heterosexual, it's mostly because that is where a lot of my listenership is. It by all means is not only for if you're hetero, it's for anybody who is interested in playing with a penis. So there you go. If you're new to playing with penises and you're like, but and you have one and you're like, but how do I play with other people's penises? Well, maybe this is helpful. So let's talk blowjobs. So lots of different blowjobs, lots of different ways. Everybody's unique. It's like blowjobs are as unique as probably the way people eat. And if you've ever watched people eat, I've never seen two people eat exactly the same way. So sticking a penis in your mouth is not going to make you be exactly like the porn star you watched the other day. My tendency, and I should just put this down, my tendency is to want to stroke that dildo. So put that dildo down for those of you watching until I actually get into that conversation. I just like can't resist the frenulum. Yeah, I love that. I just got quoted on that. Blowjobs are as unique as the way people eat, because it's true. And even for the person receiving it, like everybody you would receive it from would be unique, but everybody you give a blowjob to would be a unique experience. So it's not like giving a blowjob to one person is going to be the same as giving it to another, because not everybody likes it the same way. But I am going to give you some basics, right? Some people do not like to have hand involvement at all when being given a blowjob. Some people do not like to have their scrotum touched at all during a blowjob. Some people love it. So these are not hard and fast rules, but these are options, okay? So depending on size of the penis, and also depending on your, we'll say your flexibility, right? So oftentimes you'll have somebody who's either lying down, sitting up, or standing. Those are kind of some of the standard positions you have somebody in for a blowjob. And if they're lying down and you have neck problems, actually, I just want to state that this is the reason why I have this show is because I was talking to a friend about how to give a blowjob because her neck was hurting, and I gave her like ideas, and somebody witnessed this and then had me on their show like 11 and a half years ago. The episode was called Fellatio Ratio. I don't even know if it's still out in the world anymore. But anyway, we talked about how to do that. So I gave her a demo and I was like, okay. Well, if you have a hard time when he's lying down to give a blowjob because it hurts your neck, then have him stand up. Now, not everybody's mobile, so they might have to sit, but sit's going to give you a similar position as a stand in a way, as long as the person's sitting upright, right? Fairly straight. And if you either sit on the ground, or if they're sitting raised up, like on a counter where they're raised up and you're sitting on like a chair or a stool, so that your head is right at their crotch level. You can then, you can have like really easy time giving a blowjob because you're not going to be in an awkward position. Your body isn't going to feel strained. So getting in a comfy position, I personally like to sit on a pillow and have my husband standing. I'm sure he just really loves that I say this stuff. But anyway, that's my, I prefer to sit while he stands, but there are times where he prefers to lay down. For me, sometimes I get a stuffy nose when I get turned on. So then having a stuffy nose and giving a blowjob can take some skill to be able to breathe same time. So navigate that in your own way. But you're going to start with, you're going to just start with getting the penis erect. So if it isn't erect yet when you start, you can just put the penis in your mouth and you can use your tongue and just rub the shaft where the frenulum would be. But if the foreskin hasn't retracted, if there's a foreskin and it hasn't retracted, you can, if they're good with it, just kind of retract it manually and start to stimulate that area to create an erection. It is a lot easier to give a blowjob on an erect penis than a not erect penis, but it's still possible. You can still get the penis erect by playing around with it. And some people like just having it kind of like, I don't know, sloshed around is the words coming to my mouth. Slosh it around your mouth. No, just like rub it. Don't bite it. Try not to use too much tooth action because that can be painful. Some people really like a little bit of teeth, and some people get completely turned off by it. So it's good to know in advance, teeth or no teeth. Definitely no biting. Ow, unless again, that's like a kink of theirs, but we're just sticking to the simple stuff. So, whether your teeth just happen to get involved or not, that's one thing. What I do like is that I have mouth guards because I grind my teeth at night, and using a mouth guard is fantastic. It's just like so easy and so great and can help with some stimulation. So, your mouth guard can come in handy. Yes, for those of you watching video, I am just sitting here holding a dildo in my hand and flicking it around. For those of you who are not on video, you can just imagine that. Yes, you can. Okay, I have a really cool preference that came into the chat, which is that somebody listening was saying, "I love making it hard as opposed to starting when it's hard." The power of it. Oh, that's really fun. I actually prefer the opposite. I prefer like the feeling that they're so turned on already that the blowjob is just like a bonus. But either way, it's good. I am a fan of blowjobs. So what have we got? We've got making it hard. You can do that in different ways. You can include hands if they're good with that. Some people are kind of like hands-free. You can too hold on to the scrotum because sometimes a little support is nice. Some guys like a little tug. Some guys like to even put on like, am I allowed to say the word, the COCK ring? Some guys like to put the COCK ring up around just before the scrotum, and some like to wrap it right around at the very base. And so the scrotum is in front of the COCK ring. So I don't know if I can say that or get in trouble. So those are some options on that, and that can also help with keeping it hard. So that's a kind of really basic sex toy that you could get. And then yeah, you're going to slosh it around if you want. Now you got a hard penis. Now what do you do? So you're going to want to move up and down the shaft. So I'm going to do this like a side view, okay? So it's kind of like going in, and I think I've never done a video of this on here, but you're going to kind of go in and out, right? And then your tongue is going to either rest on here and give a little pressure, or your lip might, depends on your style and your method. If you really want to get fun and funky, you can throw some popping candies in your mouth and make that more exciting. Or like warming oils to make that fun too. They're also yummy. Sometimes just like a hard mint candy can be fun, or like a like hard candy and just like rub that up and down. So fun ideas. And then you're gonna rub up and down. You wanna keep at a pretty steady pace. And what you might find is that the person that you're giving the blowjob to is going to move their body, like their hips, in a certain rhythm. Follow that rhythm. Follow their lead. They're probably going to show you and guide you the speed they like. They might even show and guide certain things, like they might move to the side because they want more in a different direction, like more stimulation on one side or another. So follow the guidance. Don't like overcorrect and just be like, no, I'm doing it my way, not the way you like it. Follow the lead because if they're giving you hints, it's just going to make it easier for you. So, yeah, so if you are, sitting up, person standing, then you've got this kind of like action, which can make the thrusting a lot easier. You might not even have to move that much, frankly. You can sometimes just be there as like a presence space, and let the other person just guide, and hopefully they're good about it and they don't try to go too hard or fast or choke you. Doing deep throating is like a conversation for a whole other day, but you can try and do that. You have to learn how to like open your throat a bit without gagging and relax your throat too. But for now, we're just going to do the basics of it goes in, you stimulate the shaft, mostly where the frenulum is, and then down. You can, if they're good with it, you can start to add hands in. So like it's coming in this way. How do I get that on video? Okay. So I have to think about how do I do this? Okay, so this is how I do this. So here you've got this. This is coming in this way. And then you can wrap your hand around and add stimulation to the action while it's coming this way. So you can rub if your mouth is getting dry or tired, have some water by your side just to keep lubricated because you are going to want to keep the, you're going to want to keep it slippery, but also sometimes a little friction is great. So depending on the person and what they might like a little bit friction. They might just like it slippery the whole time. So it's good to know that too. And if you are having problems with like dry mouth or like your saliva is getting sticky or something, then have some water. But you can also exactly have those candies like I mentioned too. Sometimes they help increase the saliva in your mouth too. So you basically go at a steady rate. You follow the pace of your partner, and depending on how you feel, you either allow them to ejaculate in your mouth or you can stimulate at the end with your hand and allow them to ejaculate either in your hand or on themselves or whatever, on your boobs, whatever floats your boat. So it can either be in your mouth or literally anywhere else. So follow the lead, follow the rhythm that they're giving you. And usually if you stay at a steady pace, you don't have to like speed up necessarily. Sometimes actually staying at a very steady pace is more, it intensifies the experience and also can, it just helps the body relax into more pleasure. So if you follow the lead and you follow their tempo, their rhythm, they will usually increase their speed and rhythm as desired. So some of the best blowjobs you can give are because you are paying attention. You're being present and you're following what your partner actually really likes. And by all means, you can ask in advance. All right, I'm a little behind on my next break. So you're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about the basics of sex, some real fundamentals. We're talking about knowing more about penises so that if you're interested in having pleasure with a penis, that you'll have some ideas on what you can do. Hand jobs, blow jobs. So yeah. So manual stimulation, that's what hand jobs are technically called. And then we've got oral sex, oral stimulation, or fellatio would be like the proper terminology of blowjobs. And then we've got what most people refer to as sex, which actually is sex is way more vast than what the common use of it is. So we're going to go with the common use today, though, which is penis and vagina, or penis and anus. So those are, that's anal sex or vaginal sex. We're going to start with the vaginal penetration sex. What do you do? How do you do it? So if this is your first time and you're brand new to the game, it's very, very handy to have your penis be hard first. And whoever you're trying to pleasure, if the penis isn't hard first, you can do some of the things we talked about earlier. Hand, you can do basically a hand job to get the penis to start to be aroused and erect. You can do oral stimulation to get some arousal, to get erection going on. And you don't have to do it to completion necessarily, right? Or ejaculation. You can do it just for the sake of foreplay. Right. So men actually like foreplay too, even though a lot of conversation about foreplay is around women, because women's bodies tend to, but not always, but tend to require more stimulation in order to be aroused enough to be ready to thoroughly enjoy sex. You can be aroused enough to have sex, but that doesn't mean you're aroused enough to thoroughly enjoy it. And we will talk about that more on the episode for the basics of having sex with a vulva. All right. So you need, it's much more helpful to have an erect penis. There are different tools and props and things you can use that are like insertion toys, where you can insert a semi-erect or not so erect penis into sort of like a version of a dildo. So the penis, say for example, would go in as an insertion and then this gets used. That can be for guys who have, you know, erectile dysfunction and maybe they don't want to try any of the things like Viagra or Cialis, but maybe they want to just, or maybe that doesn't work for them and they can't use it. So there are these like insertion toys that can also be used for that. They're kind of like strap-ons, but you actually put the penis inside of it. And so I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, so erect penis in order for insertion. And we're going to start with that vaginal insertion. You do need to have a vulva that has been stimulated in order for the vagina to actually be wet enough to insert. So, you know, you could do the thing where you like spit on the penis and create that lubrication. But if you have anything going on orally, even if it's like you don't know it, but you maybe have herpes or something, and then you could transfer that to through the saliva or contact from your mouth to the genitals. But you could also, there are other things like, say, hand foot mouth disease, you could be passing that on. I think it's just better to, like, if you're going to use lube, if you are going to use spit, make sure you know the person and that they're healthy. But also because putting that inside you could create change, putting that inside a vagina can change like the pH of a vagina and can create issues. So you want to know what you're putting in there. The other thing that you want to do for lubrication, you could get like water-based lubes and use those if there's issue with getting wet for the person who has the vagina. But what you can do, which is really kind, is to allow the vagina to basically invite the penis in. So wait, just like put your penis at the opening of the vagina and wait for that body to basically crave in a way like when you see like really good food and you're just like, oh, I just want to eat that cake. Wait for the body to crave that and you'll start to see like a sort of a throbbing and like an opening and like it's a definitely a yearning, emotional and like physiological yearning, where it's like a pulse that happens in the vulva, and you can see the pulse. And as it starts to become more and more aroused, then insertion is going to become a lot easier. So you don't want to just shove your penis in like it's a job and a task. If you can have the patience to allow it to be invited in, like if somebody came barging through your door and you're just like, hey, I'm here, serve me some food, give me this, you're like, what kind of guest are you? Think of this as you're entering a really sacred place and you need to be invited in. And so wait for the vagina to invite you in. So it will. If it's, if the body's relaxed and if the person feels like you're connecting with them and you're present, the body will invite you in. So wait for that invitation. And then, find the rhythm again. So hopefully the person that, you're having vaginal penetration with is going to be, hopefully they're going to be giving you some clues as to their rhythm. And there are a lot of people with vaginas do not know that they have the right to actually move during sex, and they like freeze. And that can be trauma responses or training or cultural or whatever. You're allowed to move and you're allowed to show what rhythm you like to. You can move with your partner. Some guys are like, don't move, because you know what? They just want you as a sex toy. But if you agree to that, that's one thing. As long as it's consensual, that's fine. But if they're literally telling you not to move because it's all about them, they're not the right person to be having sex with. So, yeah, find the groove and find your motion. And whether you're doing some of the standard five top moves like missionary, ride 'em cowboy, reverse cowboy, doggy style, or up against a wall kind of situation, those are some pretty five standards. If you are doing any one of those, find that rhythm and then allow the body to be in that groove. And you can probably, and I would go slow. If you really want to be a great lover, go slow. Allow that body to invite the penis in, allow your body, and let, as the vagina haver, resist that penetration until your body is absolutely like craving and like, yeah, gimme, gimme, gimme. And then slow insertion and aim for really slow sex so that you can be super connected to your partner and you can both get the most out of it as possible. Super fast sex to just get off is, I suppose, one thing, and it might help with your nervous system to feel better, but in the long run, it's not going to be sustainable. It's not going to be enjoyable for years and years and years to come. So, to come and just keep coming. All right, we're going to head to our next commercial break and we're going to wrap some things up because we're already at the last segment because I can talk blowjobs forever, apparently, and all things sex. So, we're going to head to our next commercial. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Have you ever danced with a dildo? I just did. Anyway, that was for those of you watching video. I just danced with a dildo. All right. For those of you, it was seat dancing. I mean, I could have gotten more groovy maybe next time. For those of you who read the show description and you're like, I want to know more about those 10 points, I wanted to give you guys some basics first on the, you know, main kind of like basic sex acts that people do. I have done entire shows dedicated to anal sex and how to take it slow, be, you know, so go listen to those. So for these, and also guys, if you're listening to this show and you're like, oh, this was actually really entertaining, funny, and educational. OMG, I love Milica. If you could just head on over to iTunes and search for The Pleasure Zone on there and give me a 5-star review, I would be ever so grateful. You know, this is like, I've been at this for years. And one thing I really love and ask for, I'm not asking you guys for money, but I do appreciate likes, shares, and also 5-star reviews. I appreciate all of that. So if you can go give that, that would be, you know, 'tis the season for giving 5 stars out. I would appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right. So we're talking about things. We're going to look at, instead of focusing on the performance now, which I was giving you guys just some basics of performance of like things to do, because I find that even there are some real basic things that people maybe don't know, right? You don't know until you know. Sex is not something that we naturally necessarily know how to do well. It's a skill that we can develop and learn. So I gave you guys some of the super basics. There's so much more for exploration and fun to learn. So one of the things we want to be aware of is to be present, because the more present you are, the more sexy it is. And the more you can become aware of things like the rhythm of your partner's body and their breath and how they're being, you know, how their body is getting aroused. Maybe their face is getting red. Maybe you can see that their breath is changing. Maybe their nipples are getting erect. There can be so much that's going on. When you're present, you'll notice it. And that will help you be able to ask questions and respond. And then if you start to connect with your breath and you're breathing with your partner, then you're actually going to start to find that you're going to feel aroused, like the ability to have simultaneous orgasms will increase as well. if you have eye contact, if that's something that doesn't scare you and you can have eye contact for more than 30 seconds, it can deepen things in ways. So we talk about eye contact a lot on this show. And if you feel really uncomfortable with it, you just look at one eye, like the left eye or the right eye. Some people are very specific about you have to look at only one. You can look at one or the other. It's not like whatever, one is wrong and one is right. Just look at the one eye, connect with your partner. So try that for like 30 seconds. Yes, it might feel vulnerable, but vulnerability is what is going to bring greater connection and greater pleasure. Also using your voice, saying things like, like yummy sounds that make you feel aroused. And they also might be like yummy sounds that will help your partner know that you're enjoying something. Also giving things like praise to your partner for like, nice job, that was an awesome blowjob you just gave me. Any of that sort of stuff, or affirmation about how their performance was, it's going to really help to make a person want to engage with you more and have more fun, sexy times with you, right? So remember to be slow, right? When I was talking about, like, let that vagina invite the penis in. So if you're the vagina owner, wait for that, whether it's a penis or a strap-on, but wait for your body to relax to invite it in. And the door will open at some point. It might be in a minute, it might be in 10 minutes. But wait till you're also, if you're the one inserting, have that patience until the invitation shows up, right? Would you just go barging into somebody's house? No, you wouldn't. Wait for the invitation. Wait for the invitation. All right. Slow. Be very slow and deliberate with your touch, asking and getting feedback about what they like. If you have never listened to any of my shows on touch, or tried any of the things like the touch blueprint, go back and listen to those. They are going to be so helpful for you. There are many different ways to touch bodies. You know, you could be more deep with your touch. You could be energetic with your touch. There's just like so many ways. And the more you get to know about how your partner likes to receive touch, the more that they will feel aroused and desire you to touch them. And that goes for all partners involved. So also, you might wonder about things, right? You might have questions and you might have things that you want to find out about, like wonder what it's like to be tied up. And you can say that, you know, maybe to your partner, you know, I've always been wondering what it would be like to be tied up. Okay, well, now you guys can go like watch a video on Shibari and figure out how to be tied up in really simple, sexy ways. I think really what it comes down to, you guys, is taking some of the fundamental questions of like, what is a blowjob, and adding things to it that we often don't talk about in, say, basic sex anatomy classes, like adding things like presence and breath connection and eye contact and giving affirmation to your partner and learning to receive pleasure. Because you know what? So many guys are used to giving pleasure. They're not used to receiving pleasure. They're used to performing, and they're not used to presence. And the more that the men out there, the penis havers out there, learn to receive and are, you know, good with being present rather than performing, the better their sex lives are going to get. I know it. And it's going to make the world a happier, happier place. It's going to increase your confidence. Your bodies are going to feel more happy. They're going to feel more relaxed. The enjoyment levels are going to escalate. It's going to be great. And you know what, guys? I talked about like three basic sex acts tonight and the things you can add to them to enhance them. And it just gets even better. If you have basic questions and you feel really shy to ask them and you don't even want to Google them, jump on my website, book a 15-minute connection call with me. I'm happy to get on with you. And
thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.